A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, April 27th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the alleged politicization of food aid.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-11605 and 15775 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
We have told the social welfare department, so we have in the way is name is a kodwa ngisatho njalo akusithokozisi njengenhlanganiso ukuthi sibone ukuthi kulobandlululo ukuthi ngubani ofanele athole ukudla
akimbo hlambe anakazi munhu wese ngaphiwe chikafu vamgabe iwo chaiwo vati munhu wese ngaphiwe chikafu maimgabe vati munhu wese ngaphiwe chikafu mavice presidents edu maviri kuna vice presidents vamupoko vakati munhu wese ngaphiwe chikafu vamunakaza vari kuti munhu wese ngaphiwe chikafu cabinet yese iri kuti munhu wese ngaphiwe chikafu sakiyesi yese iri kuti munhu wese ngaphiwe chikafu saka kana vachuma vakunyima pano chikafu icho aiti vachuma vanyima vanhu chikafu not nezvemusangano.
What we are recognizing is that it is at the local level that all this denial of food is happening. However, we have been concerned about one particular incident in Goromonzi where the MDCT councillor has been kind of prevented from being able to do what he is supposed to be doing as an elected councillor in the area, because the MP who belongs to ZANU-PF told us in an interview that she does not trust him.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the alleged politicization of food aid.
In its latest report, the Zimbabwe Peace Project is alleging that politicized food aid distribution is continuing in Zimbabwe. In some instances, ZANU-PF membership cards continue to be the passport to get food aid. Manicaland and Mashonaland Central had the largest number of food distribution violations at 5 each, and Mashonaland West had 2.
The trend has usually been that Mashonaland provinces lead in violations of this type, but this month, according to the ZPP, like last month, Manicaland is in the lead, and some 4 million people in Zimbabwe are in need of food aid as the country struggles to deal with a devastating drought wrought by the El Nino weather pattern.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. The number once again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah,
onguka hama wadiwa kune ava changoti bata nhasi tirauti tinge tichitaura nemi kuti nyaya yechikafu yakamira sei munharaunda menyu, nekuti pane mutauro wanyanya kubuda vanhu vachiti vari kupiwa chikafu vachitariswa kuti wabuda mbamani. Vamwe vemapato anopikisa vari kuti havasi kupiwa chikafu, vamwewo muzanupiefu imomo vari kuti kana vachifungidzirwa kuti vanotsigira chimwe chikwata, muzanupiefu maitawo zvikwata zvakawanda, vari kunyimawo chikafu. Takanzwa vamwe vakuru vezanupiefu kumasvingo vachigunun'unawo vamwe imwe nhengo yeparamende kuti vaJosiah Hungwe havasi kuvapawo mukana wekuti vange vachipa vanhu chikafu, asi vari kupa munhu arifunga kuti angazokwikwidzana navo musarudzo dzichaitwa muna 2018. Saka makasununguka vateereri kuti mutiudze kuti nyaya yechikafu yakamira sei munharaunda menyu. Gibbs.
Ye, kunjalo ke zuru kandaba lingali njani lapho likhona khona ngapho thina hayi siphilile kakhulu lapho lo Blessing. Ye, esikhuluma ngakho ke ikudla, siyakwazi ukuthi nxa umuntu elambile sibili uyabezonde okumangalisayo. Ngakho kodwa sokukhanyazani ke kulokuzonda okungani
sokumangalisa futhi emakhaya lapho ke abanye abantu abancishwa khona ukudla njengoba kuthiwa ke abasobo balandeli bebadlala ezanupf. So sizwile njalo ukuthi kule ndawana ezinjengamaswingo lapho engazani kuyahlupha kakhulu lokho kubuye iManicaland kubuye leMashonaland West le ndawana ezinjalo ongani ke abantu nxa kuthiwa ke ledinga ukudla e-GMP kumbe kutholwa ngapi uzokuthiwa khiphani ke i-membership card yeZANU-PF. Poke lina elihlangana lakho nsuku zonke khona ngapho lapho elikhona yini sicela ukuthi ke lisifonele khona manje nasi nombolo lifone kanye salifonela khona ngapho sixoxe ngalolu daba 001 202 619 2077. Zaphinda njalo inombolo 001 202 619 2077. Yes, kubeke ngizokuthatha sesilabantu la.
I think we have our first two guests, Gibbs. First we have Honorable Joseph Chuma, a ZANU-PF member of parliament. Honorable Chuma, good evening. Honorable Chuma,
good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us. And we are also being joined by former member of parliament, former MDC member of parliament, that is Mr. Pinio Denga. He is in Rural Chivu in Mashonaland East. Mr. Denga, good evening. Mr. Denga? Maybe we'll try to get back to Mr. Denga, but Gibbs, you can fire away.
Mr. Chuma, you were just discussing this issue with reporter Ntukameli Komo, and you indicated that you know, people should be given food at any given time, despite any kind of, you know, political affiliation. So at the end of the day, but there are claims that you know, some suspected ZANU-PF supporters are denying opposition supporters food aid, especially in rural areas. So what are you hearing?
Well, I had not really heard about it, but I was asked the same question in the afternoon, and I'll reiterate what I said in the afternoon. My president, our president of Zimbabwe, Comrade Arajim Mugabe, he has gone around the country. He has addressed several forums, including even our first lady, Amai Dr. Grace Mugabe. She has also gone around the country. She has addressed forums where she has clearly said that she is a mother. And when she's a mother, she can never be a mother who is happy to see another son or daughter going hungry and suffering because they've been alienated because of their party affiliation or whatever other reason there might be. The president, the same way as well, he's clearly said it, to say that food will not be politicized at any cost. Because after all, we are but one people. We are all sons and daughters of Mother Zimbabwe. We all belong together. Therefore, by their pronunciation, these two figures are actually our heads. They are our leaders, be it in government or at party level. Therefore, we follow what they give us as direction. We follow what they put down as ways of doing things. And this has been very, very clear. The president has come out clean, and by him saying so, he was representing ZANU-PF, and he was also representing the government, that the policy of food distribution is not going to be on partisan line. You do not need to be a card-carrying member of ZANU-PF or MDC or Mabambo or another party to get food aid, because cyclone, you know, the drought is affecting the whole of Zimbabwe. Therefore, for anybody to now come out and say that it's now being done on a partisan line is not, and then definitely correct. Like I said earlier on in the afternoon, and I'll say it again, it is good that you must point out who that person is, because that person definitely is doing it on their own accord. They have not been sent by the party. They have not been sent by the president. And therefore, it is wrong for anybody to now tarnish the name of ZANU-PF or tarnish the name of the president later on to say that they are now distributing the food in a wrong manner. It is that person's way of doing things. And that person must be condemned because it is wrong. We are all suffering from the same drought effect. So therefore, we cannot be seen selecting people who are supposed to benefit.
But there is a, you know, it's one thing for the president to say no to politicization of food, but it appears no one is being punished for those who are alleged to be distributing food on partisan lines. We have a perfect example here of psychomotor activities minister and a strongman, allegedly in Masvingo, Mr. Josiah Hungwe. He has been accused for politicizing welfare food in Masvingo, that is in Mwenezi district, and he did admit that he had ordered GMB to release food in the to be distributed by Priscilla Moyo, who is not an MP there, and the ZANU-PF MP in that province was actually flummoxed. He was not happy that someone who is not an MP was being given this food for distribution. And the ZANU-PF MP is alleging that he does not see eye to eye with Minister Hungwe. What is your take on that?
Well, I'm not privy to that, really. Mm-hmm. But what, as far as I know, Comrade Hungwe, I do not think he could stoop that low to actually politicize food. He's a father figure. He's a respected man. If he did, you see, the thing is that you are talking of allegations and accusations. Allegations and accusations must be substantiated to a point whereby something is proven beyond reasonable doubt. Like even if it's a point of taking somebody to court. If you take somebody to court and you don't come out with proper proper statement to support the allegation that you have leveled against that person, they can actually go scot-free. So it is important that people must come up with proper facts, proper things, where it to be tangible, and then it to be held accountable, I mean, seriously. But like I said, the father thing, I don't think he would do that. But if ever anybody is doing that, and then there's concrete evidence, it must be brought up to the president himself. Because I do not see the president agreeing to that. A lot of people have been messing up the president's name, doing things, claiming that they have been sent by the president. He never sends people to do such things. He is not such a kind of man. He's a Christian, I mean, for crying out loud. He goes to church. So he knows the Bible, and he knows what the Bible says about such things. So I can definitely tell you confidently that if anybody is doing that and there's proper evidence, they'll be dealt with. But the problem is that a lot of people talk about accusations. When you say, okay, come up with those facts. Let's talk about them. Let's table them. People chicken out. And then that person will tell me to go scot-free.
Okay, let's bring our second guest. I think he is now back. Mr. Denga, good evening.
Evening, blessing. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us. Vadenga, katitarisei zviri kuitika munharaunda yenyu. Mune nyaya here kuti vanhu vari kupiwa chikafu vachitariswa kuti ndeve bato ripi kana kuti hazvisi kuitika? Zvakamira sei?
Vazulu, panyaya dzechikafu idzi medu mumashonaland east room, tiri kuona kuti politicization yefood distribution iri kutonyanya, iri kutowedzera kutodarika zvayaiita kubva kuna na 2000 kubva pakafomwa a stronger opposition yeMDCT. Tiri kuona vanhu vachimbunyikidzwa, vanhu vachishungurudzwa, vamwe vachisumudzwa pavanenge vadedzwa kuti huyai muzonyoreswa kuti muwane chikafu, ende huye nepavanenge vachizopiwa pachona vachinzi ava ndeve MDC kana kuti ava ndeve opposition, havafanirwi kunge vachiwana chikafu chehurumende. Chatisingazivi ndechekuti opposition zvinoreva kuti vanhu havachisiri maZimbabweans here, nokuti tinoona kunyanya-nyanya vanonyanya kushandiswa madzishe zvichidzika nekumasabhu. Tikatarisa kuno kuna naChikomba uku, munotowana vanaishe vana Musarurwa vaya varivo vanenge vachitonyanya kumira nenyaya dzekugwewa kwechikafu. Asi isu kuziva kwedu ndoko kuti madzishe vanhu vanomiririra vagari vemudunhu rake raanotonga, zvisinei nekuti unosapota pati ipi.
Tinotenda vadenga. Imbobatai timboende kuvateereri. Tina mukoma Sam kuZambia. Makadi mukoma Sam?
Baba makasimba here?
Aiwa tiri nani zvedu. Mukoma sei mututaura nenyaya yechikafu zvizvi zvamuri kuona.
Ndina mukuru wangu bva mukutaura ndo kuma area kwandinobvawo iko kuna Nana Chikomba. Vari kutsenzisa ivo masabhu kwandi vari kutsenzisa kuti ivo vanofanira kumutsvaga kuti vanosapota vatoriti NDC kana kuti ZANU-PF. Saka vei NDC havana chanzo yekuona chikafu nekuti vanonzi toda vanonge vakamirira ZANU-PF.
Asi
nyaya yekuti nzara ka nzara haina kutaudza kuti kwayaka vari kutsiridza ndokune NDC here ndokune ZANU-PF here.
Ndaida kubvunzai mukoma semu, asi sezviri kutaurwa naHonorable Chuma pano, muri kuenda here kunomhanara kungava kumapurisa kana kuti kuma MP yenyu kuti masabhuku ari kutarisa kuti wabuda mbamani?
Zvinotoitika ivo uori unoti wamo muvakuru wacho vezamutiye ndo vanhu vanotokurudzirai vainganorwesere kutaura kuti musavato ava vafe nenzara.
Saka pogadziriswa sei?
Munati kuti pagadzirise mutemutika ivo vakuru vacho ngavari kutaura zvinhu zvisinane basa rese nekuti vanotipa chikafu vachitibetsa kuti tirarame nenzara nzara iipere ivo vanenge vachiti vari kupa munhu wese asi vozonzwa zvakadai vanobva vati tiregai tivhare chikafu chisasaende kune vanhu ava nekuti havazive zvavari kuita.
Neimwe
yandanzwa futi yekumasvingo yekuti munhu anotaura kuti mabara aripo munhu anofanira kutapura vanhu zvekuti munofanira kunge muchisapota ZANU-PF apa mutange tichibvirwa izvi kana ine mavhoti acho achati asvika.
Aiwa tinoti
pane abi yangu anoda kutaurawo.
Ngavauye tinzwe.
Halo,
munoitwa mukomani?
Halo.
Halo, makadii?
Vanenge vatiza vari kutya kutaura paredio.
Ko vanogotyei?
Vari kutya tiritobva kudhrc patransit.
Orit, hapana chakaipa, asi tinotenda zvikuru mukoma sevu.
Aiwa ndinotenda chaizvo, dai maramba nechirongwa chese tochifarira nyange ndiri musouth africa ndotofanira nichipinda nekuti ndotonzwa manyukunyuku so kana ndapinda muchirongwa ichi.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma semu, chirongwa ndechenyu.
Aiwa ndatenda vati
tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs you heard from Sam, he also comes from Mash East province and he says he is concerned about the partisan distribution of food. Gibbs.
Yes, ke sizwe ke umnumzana Stephen Mashangane okona ngale eGoli. Baba Mashangane kunjani?
Right, Gibbs man kunjani?
Hayi siyaphila kakhulu. Kunjani nxa kusukhangela ekhaya khona ngale? Ukudla kunikwa njani?
Last week ngibengisekhaya kuthile kukuze kwaza ukudla ukuthi abantu bafanele ukuthi banikeze ukudla but kukuze kwaza abanye abantu bakhuluma ilimi lesishona abazala phaya bathi ye sifuna amakhadi yememba maungana ikhadi angeke uthole ukudla if makungabangeke nabantu laba ukudla akuna problem ukudla kunikezwa umuntu wonke ayikho le ndaba yokuthi la bantu la yibo bayebazene le system le but kwamanje abantu banikezwa bonke ayikho le problem yokuthi hey lo usekela ibandla liphi le.
So singathi indawo okhuluma ngayo yiphi yangkhona? Ukhuluma ngendawo yiphi ngapho kwe-Chiredzi?
Chiredzi.
Singathi isabelo indawo yangkhona ingaba yi-crawled kabani?
Okay.
Singathi ke isiqinti sangkhona kuthiwa kungaphi?
Endawo yakhona isechikombezi.
Echikombezi. So khona ngale chikombezi banika kuphela abala abandakile ukuthi lo mbani lomba
angithi amachisa khona angamachangana kugalanga abantu besishona ma ubone kune problem kuzova kuna abantu besishona lapho ivo bazava bathi hayi sifuna abantu bezano lapha ivo bafanele ukuthi bathole ukudla. Ngifuna ukukhuluma nobaba uChuma lapha.
Ye, khuluma layo uChuks.
Kunjani baba Chuma?
Ngiyaphila kunjani nkosi?
Mina izindebele angisazi kahle, mina ngikhuluma esihlangana, ngifuna ukukhuluma nawe.
Lalele.
Ye, uthi ulalele Mashangane.
Hallo.
Ye, uthi ulalele, khuluma baba, khuluma. Kwenyazani ifoni yakhe imane yaqhumeka lapha Juma, kodwa nyakwazi ukuthi ubefuna ukuthini, kodwa uthi umcabangele ukuthi befuna ukubuza ukuthi pho uhamba njani nxa kusikhuluma ngokudla khonokho laba bancitshwayo ukuthi kambe kungathiwani
mina engakusho ukuthi wona ukuncishana kokudla asiyo nto elungileyo ngenxa yokuthi sonke singabantwana bekulele leZimbabwe sihlupheka into efana nayo nxa kungathiwa izulu alinangalo nyaka labeningalelanga umuntu wonke ngakho-ke nxa sokudinga ukudla kokuncedisa ukudla lokho phela kudinga ngohulumende uhulumende nxa yekudinga udinga ngemali zabantu ngakho-ke ukuthi ukudla sokubuyile besothi hhayi kuzanikwa lowo nyuso lwa into engalunganga kakhulu naleyo yikho mina ngite khona into enhle yikuthi ubukhokheli bethu obukababa umganga bukufake sobala ukuthi kungancitshwa muntu ngenxa yokuthi kumbe lo muntu uvela kuliphathi kumbe lo muntu lindebele kumbe lishona kumbe whatever reason engaba khona ngakho-ke mina yikho hlala sithi khona abantu abayenza njalo ngomuntu uyabezenzela yena yedwa ngekhanda lakhe kumbe kumbe ngobuhwaba bakhe kumbe ngokufuna ipower kwakhe sebona ngani sizasebenza ukudla ukuthi yona athole abantu abazamvotela ayisiko konoku akumela kube njalo.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke mnumzana Chuma ubambe khonapho baba first it was Mr. Mashongane who was saying that in Chikombezi you know food is being distributed fairly you know because the chiefs are Shanganese and so they're not having any problem and then Mr. Chuma said no you know what it's not good for people to be denied food along party lines so he says that's not too good icingweni lapha-ke blessing futhi silo mnumzana unkosi baba nkosi ungawunjani
ngiyaphila ngingumandla enkosi
wena yebo mandla enkosi swela unjani
hhayi ngiyaphila wethu linjani
ba usiphile kakhulu ye akusitshele lapho khona ukuthi ukudla uhamba njani khonapho
ya lapha kulandanjwa impuphi yakishoti kodwa hhayi sesekhona ngiyabona nje abadlala behola not quite sure kuthiwa ukudla yiphi ihlanganiso but asengifisa nje ukuthi ngiku-ede ukuthi mhlawumbe bakhona sibili abantu abasebenzisa i-political way kumbe amandla ezombusazwe ebandla elithile bazame ukuvalela nje abantu ukuthi bangatholi okuthile into eziphilayo njengoba-ke uba uthuma lapho kwathi umuntu uyabe ezikhulumela kodwa bengithanda ukuthi mhlawumbe angasiphikela nje uba uthuma ukuthi lathi nxa manje bekhona abantu abanjalo bezikhulumela sithi ngwezano p f laba abanye abangasuke bezano p f bangathatha wapha amanyathela ngoba phela nxa kula bantu abanjalo bephazamisa uzulu uzimbabwe phela izimbabwe cannot be divided ilizwe elibuswa ngumongameli oyi-one esikholwa ukuthi lanxa ebusa kumele azi ukuthi kulama-opposition parties kulabantwana abasendaweni ezithile bonke kumele bathole usizo ngendlela efanana xa bekhona abantu abangeza njalo nje ama-councillors izakhamizi kumele zithathe wapha amanyathi ngoba uhlupho olukhona ukuthi abadala emakhada i-tmtted babengawazi amalungelo abo ukuthi kathi nxa sokunjalo kupreswa ngapho amameka uze izinto bezilunga ngoba thina sikufisa ukuthi kube lomanyano ukuba i-friend we kumbe kungazwisisani doesn't mean that nxa ngu-m d c umzano p f izieneni or umzano p f nxa umuntu omzano p f o-m d c izieneni
ye akukhuluma lo chuma nje ngamafitshane
okay
ye kukhuluma laye ukhona uchuma phela
okay bengithi-ke nxa kunabantu abanjalo abathuma mhlawumbe abayethuseni abantu nxa ekuzano p f umuntu onjalo uzulu engayenza njani futhi nangukhansili oyethusela abantu bengusebhuli ethusela abantu uzulu athini kuyenziwani ukuze phela lokhu kuganga kumbe lokhu ngoba ikuganga lokhuya kuphasizanophiesayo nxa ibandla elibusayo ikhangelele ukuba lama-strategies kumbe le mthetho ethile evikela uzulu ukuthi angahlukuluzwa
ye ngamafitshane juma 1 minute
engakutshela khona yokuthi bona ungathola kulo muntu oyenza njalo yena lowo muntu nalowo kumangalele emthethweni ukwenza ukuthi into yangkhona ihlale ikurekhodi emthethweni kuna kulo muntu owenza ukuganga okunjalo ngoba ayisiko kuyabe kuvunywe ngohulumende ayisiko kuvunywe ngumkhokheli wethu ubaba umganga so mangalele umuntu lowo ukwenzela ukuthi nangoba thina sililizwe eligcina umthetho even a court in the Yakosu Gamba City, who would have told you who would disappear from the law, as I look at the good.
Sawuza kakhulu Juma. Baba Suwela, sibongile kakhulu. Nithemba ukuthi kuphendulile, right?
Yes,
sibongile kakhulu. So that was Mr. Mandlenkosi Suwela. He was saying that, you know, he asked the question, you know, he posed the question to Mr. Juma, and he said, what will happen if those people that are being intimidated ZANU-PF or whatsoever? And then Mr. Honorable Juma advised Suwela to say, okay, go to the police, report that person, because Zimbabwe actually obeys laws, you know. Mm-hmm. Says Zimbabwe is a law-abiding people. Mm-hmm. So that's it.
Is that the way forward, Mr. Denga? The police help for it all?
Ationi mapurisa achikwanisa kunge achibatsira panyaya nokuti mukatarisa panoitwa masub distribution aya mapurisa kazhinji anenge aripo vachitonyatsoona vanhu ivavava vachishungurudzwa vachidzokera kumisha yavo vaine nzara vasina chavakatakura zvokuti dai vari kudai kuri kuti mapurisa ane chokuita angadai akanga akaisa zvinhu izvi into order kare kare. Asi tirikungoona kuti izvo the same people vakanga vachimboyuzwa ne Smith regime to oppress, you know, people's views are now the same people who are now being used by ZANU-PF to oppress ma citizens kuti vasakwanise kunge vachikwanisa kuwana rubatsiro kubva kuhurumende. Saka tiri kuti izvo madzishe ngavadzokere pa utungamiri hwavo hwechivanhu hwekuchengeta matunhu avo nevanhu vavo vorega kushandiswa nezanu-PF nokuti ndo vanhu vari kushandiswa pakuriga maelections vachiriga kuitira kuti vana vemuzimbabwe varambe vachitambura. Saka isi tiri kuti tinokudzai semadzishe, tinokudzai semasabhuku, asi chiregerai kuramba muchidzvinyirira vana vezimbabwe. Regerai vana vezimbabwe vasununguke mukuchuza mapolitical parties avanoda, mukuita zvese zvavanoda munyika mavo.
Regai titore, we have Robin on the line. Robin, how are you?
Yes, I'm good, and you, man? Yeah?
I'm doing fine. Of course, tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the politicization of food. Your take?
Yeah, this thing is a reality. It's very true. The same guys who go around saying they don't want the politicizing of food is the same guys again who go behind of the back of the public saying, you know what, if they are opposition guys, don't give them. They are trying to punish the guys, like maybe they want to gain votes over that, but at the end of the day, that don't work out.
So, what is the way forward?
You know, this is a difficult situation because the guys who are on top are the ones who are controlling the situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you beat me, I come again to you, and they report that you are beating me. What are you going to do? Nothing.
Mm.
It's just going to go like that for, I don't know, maybe until the end of our generation.
Robin, please do stay on the line. We just want to take a break. And you are hearing from Robin there that there's no justice when the mouse is on trial and two cats the
presiding
officers, the judge and the jury. But anyway, Honorable Chuma, please do stay on the line. And Mr. Denga, please do stay on the line. For our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voezimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned.